Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Maxa is on the Royal Star. We'll hear from him and all his big fish stories soon, we hope. Hey, in the studio, we're talking kayaks today with Ron Lane, the man, the guru himself from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, and Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak. It's going to be a great time here and talking fishing. And, boy, one lucky caller today is going to win a three-quarter day trip on the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. That is a great opportunity to go fishing with Taro and the gang from Fisherman's Landing aboard the Liberty. You want to join us? A line open at 858-457-1090. Been a busy morning. There's your shot to get through right now, 858-457-1090. Let's find out what's biting the catch report today. It's the FishDope.com report, sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're always known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you're going to be hooked. They'll fillet, vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as the best smoked fish, jerky, and, of course, their world-famous tuna burger, too. That tuna burger, Ron's a big fan. Tuna burger fan.
I've got some.
Oh, yeah.
They're great.
Good. Oh, yeah. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or just see them when your trip returns to the San Diego landings. Hey, let's first go to the Royal Star. Rock Cod Rick Max is on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, boys. How we doing?
Doing pretty well. How's the fishing?
Oh, man, it's just off to the same start. I mean, sometimes you worry about trips going so good so many years in a row that at some point something's got to happen, but this sure isn't that one. We started off the trip in just perfect fashion. We had good weather going down and crazy good food and times, everything, you know, and then our first day of fishing, we just absolutely smacked the wahoo really, really good. We've had two extremely good days of wahoo fishing. I mean, honestly, about as good as you could ever want to catch them any way you want, jigs or bombs or bait or whatever, and everybody's running around so crazy, and we put a bunch of wahoos in the holes, and we are literally starting our very first morning of tuna fishing right now. We just got started a little bit ago and already got one in the hatch, and we're out looking around, and things are off to a fantastic start.
Ah, how's the weather, Rick?
Our weather is really, really nice right now. It's calm. It's a little breezy, like the perfect amount of breeze to keep you cool and keep the kites flying, but no more than that. You know, it's just our conditions couldn't be better right now. We're really, really it's off to a really good start.
Wow, fantastic. And how many days of tuna fishing do you have?
We have a lot. I mean, we got close to a week left down here still, so plenty of time. I think we've got five or six days, depending on where we go and what we do, and there's a lot of time still, and we've got good conditions. We've got a really nice load of bait, and everything is looking really, really well. The trip so far was perfect. We just found ourselves at a good opportunity to have really good wahoo fishing, and it was so good that Tim decided to stay the night and take advantage of it again the next morning. And so we had basically most of an afternoon and a full morning of steady, steady wahoo fishing. I mean, everybody has a good number of wahoo in the hatch, and now we're down here getting our tuna fishing going. It's, I think,
it'll
be better at this point.
All right. I'm happy to hear you're going to have some wahoo in the hatch for me there, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I got you covered, buddy. Don't worry about it.
Hey, that's fantastic. What a great start to the Royal Star Trip. Of course, 1 week from today, you guys will be pulling into Cabo San Lucas, and you'll be stepping up to the mic with me and the people from the Sport Fishing Association of California and several Mexican dignitaries down there in Cabo San Lucas. 1 week from today, we'll be broadcasting live from the Pueblo Benito Rosé right on Cabo San Lucas Beach there. How about that?
Can't wait for that. It's a really fun show, and when you talk about fresh information, we'll literally step off the boat and step up to the microphone and get to hang out and talk fishing in Mexico, and we'll give you the reports from this trip and all the good stuff that went on from that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. That's one of my favorite shows.
Great. Well, give Tim and the boys a big hello for me, and especially my buddy Blake. Is he behaving himself, Blake?
But Blake is behaving himself, and he's literally standing right here next to us. He's in the gyros looking around next to Tim right now, and he's got a big smile on his face when he heard you asking about him. So I will for sure, and I'll throw this out there, too. You talked about good fishing. I know that they have another trip leaving day after Christmas to Guadalupe that amazingly still has spots, and I know you and I were talking about that on the last show, how crazy difficult it was to get to Guadalupe, that being one of the primo times of year. But I know the trip right after Christmas does have a few spots still if you want to sneak in and get in some of this action on the Royal Star.
Wow, so the day after Christmas, you leave and go fish Guadalupe Island. How about that? Jerron
cool
says he's
that.
In. He wants
to right?
go. Yeah. All right. All right, Rick. Yeah, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Give us a call tomorrow. Give us an update.
I'll do that for sure. I'll let you know how the afternoon goes, and we'll give you a shout the morning, let you know how we finish up this weekend.
All right, Rick. Thanks for the call. Enjoy your trip.
Thanks,
I know
guys.
You will. All right. Bye. See you later. All right. FishDope.com reporter Mark Wish, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, Pete. Ron, Jeff, well, you know, it's always tough following up those long-range reports,
yeah,
you know, but, hey, we got some tuna fish around here, too. So, you know, here we are, guys, 1st of December, definitely starting to feel like winter. Man, that was some big northeast we've had the last couple days here, but the bite just goes on and on. So we've definitely had some weather issues the past week. You know, it blew up big time Sunday, Monday, and then it backed off, relatively speaking, on the outside there. And several boats were able to crawl their way back out to the Tanner. And guess what, man? They're still biting. They're still biting. Some of our customers got back out there. Man, they had one hell of a night bite out there. 2 to 5 a.m., all big fish, all on the big gear. You know, and those bluefins are biting a live squid that's bobbing around 150 feet below the surface at 2 o'clock in the morning. Man, it's dark down there.
Yeah.
And you can get away with using that 80 and 100-pound fluorocarbon and, you know, 40, 50, 60 hooks. And you hook them on that big gear, man, you own them. It truly minimizes the gear failures of that lighter tackle. So for you guys fishing them night bites, if this holds up, you definitely fish that heavier tackle. They're biting it no problem. With all the wind the past couple days, that water is dropping out there on the bank. Conditions are taking a little bit of a hit. There are some guys fighting their way out there right now. It's still choppy, but be interesting to see what happens today, see how well that holds up. A little closer to home here, surprisingly, still some yellowfin tuna to be caught below San Clemente Island. It's below Desperation Reef there, 15 to 20-pound yellowfins on porpoise in 61 to 62-degree water in December. Go figure, guys. That is definitely not normally in the playbook, but, you know, they're around, so whatever. And just a heads up here, guys, rockfish and lingcod season closes at the end of the month for a couple months there, so you want to stock your freezers. It's time to get out when we get these old breaks in the weather. I'm going to fish tomorrow. I think we might go check some local wrecks with a tank of live mackerel, see what those big lingcods are doing, or maybe we'll look for a yellowtail along the pipe. There's been some of them around, too. But, you know, we got a couple of days of nicer weather here. That wind's backing off, and I think it's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, time to go fishing, and you want to stay in touch with what's going on. FishDope.com is the spot. FishDope.com year-round has great information from guys like Mark Wish that report all the time to Danny, and they get it up there right away. You can save $20 on a new membership to FishDope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, and what a great Christmas gift for somebody on your Christmas list there. Give them a year's membership. They'll remember every day when they go fishing and catch fish. How about that?
Yeah, that's a great call. It's definitely a great gift or stocking stuffers or save you a bunch of money on fuel and get you on the fish, man. Get you back in the glory there.
There you go. All right, Mark, how do we find you at Pacific Edge?
Pete, we're at 9th and Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I'm just finishing up a beautiful custom 120-gallon tank where we cut the base off of one tank and stuck it on a different tank to make this guy something special. And we'll have pictures of that up on our Facebook page here, Pacific Edge Tackle, here in the next couple days.
Wow, that's nice. Cool. Very good. Appreciate that report. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, Pete. I'll
okay.
see you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot. Marcos, Seaforth Sport Fishing. What's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. About the same as what you've seen. Decent bottom fishing on the half day. San Diego, actually, they decided to take a break here. They're going to take December off, do some boat work before they get running again. But they had an absolutely great season there, catching all kinds of stuff. And I think the crew, captain crew on there, definitely deserves a quick rest before they get back to work. The overnight trip, still seeing some bluefin. Actually saw some yellowfin on the last trip there, so a nice mix of fish on there. And it's about what we've been seeing. You know, it's some nice weather right now, a little cold in the mornings, but overall a little bit of wind on the water. And as soon as that blows through, we're going to keep going as long as there's interest there and some fish to catch. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Full schedule is up there for those half days. The day and a half's coming up here. The Tribute's running a few trips throughout the week here. And you can call us at the office here, 619-224-3383, or you can come down and visit us in person. Get, you know, your, if you don't fish yourself, you're definitely a good time to come down and get some gifts for the upcoming Christmas season here. Get ready for next year.
Yeah, you bet. Fantastic opportunity to get the get a tackle. You can get a fishing trip. Now, if you buy a gift card at Seaforth, is it good for tackle or fishing?
Yes.
Wow.
Any of the open party trips, you can use it. You can use it in a tackle shop. You can go whale watching. All kinds of stuff you can use those for.
Wow. Fantastic. What a great opportunity. All right, Marcos. Good idea. Thanks for keeping us posted. Still plenty of fish to be caught. And we'll be talking to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, Dwayne from the San Diego Anglers. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning. Hey, just want to let everybody know that the entry forms for the 22nd annual Bay Bass Tournament are done. They're online right now, and I'm just getting ready to do a little jaunt all around San Diego County and drop off the hard copies at all the tackle shops here. I'm on my way right now.
Fantastic. Now, we mentioned the big event at Dana Landing on January 14th. Are you still going to be taking sign-ups on January 14th, the week before the tournament?
That will be the very last day that we'll be accepting sign-ups. So if you want to come down to the big event down there at the Fastlane Kayaks and Dana, yeah, that will be the last day.
All right. So now should people wait that long, or you anticipate there'll be space?
No, I wouldn't wait that long. Don't put our secretary through all of that hassle there. Dude, sign up as quick as you can.
Yeah, all right. And most landings and tackle stores will have the applications, or you can do it right online.
That's correct. I'm driving around San Diego County today from one end to the other, and I'll drop everything off. And I'm not going to drive to L.A., but if you're in L.A., you just go online and download it. They're from sandiegoanglers.com underneath the tournament tab there. It's right at the top.
Very good. All right, Dwayne, thanks a lot. Looking forward to the big winter event in Southern
22nd
California.
Annual. That's 22nd right.
22nd annual. All right, Dwayne, thanks for the info. Appreciate that. Continue our catch report. Mr. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Pete, Ron, Jeff.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Great.
Yeah, Jeff, as you know, we've been talking. I've got a couple clients that definitely want to get down there and fish on the kayak, so we're going to schedule something there in September and get down.
Wonderful.
Looking forward to that. And also, we re-upped our sponsor for the RP Guadalupe trip next year. So the week before Thanksgiving, we're turning on Wednesday again. We're going to get out there with a little lighter load, 27 folks, and get a hold of me if you're interested in joining us there as well.
27 on the RP, that's a nice load.
Yeah, we'll be the wine and cheese crowd with ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, very good. Well, we'll try and leave you one or two because I'll be out the week before on the Shogun. So.
Yeah, we'll look for the information and look for the spots you missed out there.
All right.
So anyways, starting down south, Bob Hoyt at Mag Bay Outfitters, his reports continue to be the same. Wahoo and marlin in big numbers. Some Dorado around, and tuna are getting a little bigger, but that, especially that Wahoo bite has just been going for months and just not slowing down at all. Up at Muahe and Bahia Concepcion, a buddy of ours down there, Nathan from Buena Ventura, has been monitoring some whale sharks there. One of them has a bunch of long line hooks in him, so they got a marine biologist there, and no fish reports, but interesting to see that a lot of people are cooperating to try to get those hooks out of that shark, so hopefully that happens. Up at La Bocana, or I'm sorry, we didn't get a report from La Bocana. I'll be heading there a couple days after Christmas, so have a fresh report then. And I've heard recently that a lot of variety and opportunity there as long as you catch the days when the wind's down. Up at Bahia Sonsion, kind of the same thing, and the water temp dropped with a big drop the other day, and not much really being reported. There's some yellowtail, broomtail, grouper, bottom fish, all in the mix for those that are getting out, but been a little windy throughout that region. And Jeff, as you mentioned, we spoke the other day, and it sounds like you guys had some halibut and some calicos near the marina, but a little bit of wind there the last week as well, I guess, huh?
And down at the island here the past week, I was down there before Thanksgiving, and we had a couple good days, but a couple bad days of weather, and it was predicted to really blow hard there over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and it definitely did. So it slowed things down quite a bit at the island.
It is December.
Is it?
Yeah, and that wind was spinning the whole.
We're kind of spoiled.
Yeah,
it didn't feel like
indeed.
That.
Well, of course, Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. I know a lot of people in the sport fishing world have taken on you as their financial advisor. That's what you do. You advise people on how to make more money and do the proper retirement, and you do a heck of a job with it, Rick.
Yeah, there's lots of opportunities with the new regime moving in here. I think we are going to have a good run for businesses and taxes. And like I mentioned before, I think we're going to be doing some work down there on a regular basis with Dave Morgan. So guys from San Diego are there. We've got guys we're working with in Long Beach and an office in Irvine and in San Juan. So look me up on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or reach me on the phone at 949-481-1807.
All right. Good job, Rick. We'll talk to you next Saturday live from Cabo San Lucas.
Okay. Have fun down there.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate the call this morning. That does wrap up our catch report. And that catch report today is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks. That's Japan's leading fish hook. The Gamakatsu live bait hooks are the hooks that keep bait alive. And with a perfect bend, the bait swims harder and longer. You get bit. They also come with super strong, solid one-piece rings. Get Gamakatsu live bait hooks at your favorite tackle store. They are certainly the best hook available. You want to get through? Here's your chance. 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's jump back on the phones and talk to Dennis in Canyon Country. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Great.
Hey, I was got a question for Ron. I was wondering if he still does Dino Day.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, Dino Day was the longest day of the year. Surf San Onofre all day and play baseball. Yeah, the guys all do that. The other thing, you know, I was just up there this last Thanksgiving, and every year for 31 years, we barbecue a turkey on the beach at San Onofre, the whole family, even, you know, great-grandma and the whole group. But this year was particularly sweet because the weather was incredible. The surf was good. And my son Jared took his little one out for his first surf sesh. You know, this
like
little,
how little is little one?
Well, it's a relative term, but in our family, little means like a year.
He's a year old.
Yeah, a year and a half. Little Fisher went out and caught a bunch of waves and Hayden surfing alongside of him, getting all the great GoPro footage, and, you know, grandpa's on the beach just hooting and hollering.
Wow.
And smiling like, you know, the proud grandpa.
How fun. And do you just do the whole family thing right on the beach right there?
Oh, yeah.
Now, is it weather permitting? I mean, what if
it's raining? Well, we've only been nixed 1 year. And a lot of the family's from San Clemente, so
okay.
It's very easy. So, yeah, the whole family's surfers, and, you know, we all get on the beach and barbecue. And it's kind of funny. We were using Weber's for years, but now we use the little portable Traeger that you just hook onto the battery of your car, and we barbecue the whole or smoker, you know, that Traeger grill, right there on the beach, and Hayden's car started right up right afterwards.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm going,
what? That thing doesn't use any energy. It was awesome.
Yeah, sounds cool for a small boat.
The Traeger guys are going to be down there at that open house.
Okay, on January 14th.
Yeah, and I got you got to check those things out for smoking tuna and stuff.
I bet they'd be great on a boat too. If you have a small boat with no generator, just battery power, you just plug it in.
They make this one called the Tailgater. It's littler. Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with those things.
Yeah,
I don't know if anybody saw Dwayne Diego. When they were brining a turkey, he hucks a turkey out. They were up at Salt Lake, and they brined the turkey in the lake. It was a hysterical little short. But, yeah, look it up on Instagram.
Now, can we see your little grandson surfing on the Fast Lane Kayaks website?
Oh, we should do that.
Yeah.
We'll get Uncle to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll post those pictures.
I want to be adopted into your family. That just sounds like too much fun.
Well, I thought you were.
Yeah.
I thought you were in the family.
Yeah. I'm in. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. And when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls, more fishing right here on Let's Talk Hook Up, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it: the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar. Your next fishing trip, the Power Pro Advantage is immense on a kayak because you get those kelp cutter rigs. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
You get into the kelp. I mean, Ron's experienced it.
Oh, boy.
Hey, there's nothing like Power Pro to cut the, and then standard Power Pro. You want that standard Power Pro because you want that cutting ability in the kelp.
Absolutely. It's on all my reels down there for the island. It's an essential tool. A lot of times you can get away with just fishing just straight braid. It's,
yeah.
You're getting bit still.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is you have capacity on a smaller reel, and smaller reels are nice on a kayak.
Especially nice on a kayak, exactly.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
No, I think it's mandatory. You should, you know, that kelp cutter rig used to be really important. It will be important again because that water's getting colder, and that kelp's growing
back big time. Yeah. Check it out, Power Pro, at your favorite tackle store. Check out powerpro.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
XFRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You want to get through? Talk to Ron, talk to Jeff about kayak fishing or just fishing in general. 858-457-1090. Open right now. You want to get through, there is your chance. Let's talk to Arnie calling us from Vista. Good morning, Arnie.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Ron. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Great.
Awesome. Hey, I just had a quick question for you. Ron, do you ever get any trade-ins or you have any used kayaks at your shop?
Oh, lots of them. We're getting more trade-ins now because of the 2 years ago they came out with the new seat in the Hobie kayaks. So we literally get guys that have, we didn't know it was coming out. All of a sudden, Hobie comes out, across the board, all the boats have this new Vantage seat. Oh, my goodness, it's so comfortable. You don't sit in puddles. It's more comfortable than my seat that I watch TV in. They're amazing. Anyway, guys will come in and we'll say, hey, you want to try it? They go try the new seat, and then what's that? They got to have it. So we trade in a lot of, particularly Outbacks, some pro anglers.
Because the old Outbacks can't take the new seat.
No, you can't.
There's nothing wrong with the old seat. I mean, it's okay, but it's not the Vantage seat.
Yeah, we considered it one of the top kayak seats. It's a deluxe seat, but once you sit in the new seat, it's all over.
It's all
done.
Over. Yeah.
I mean, Pete, we were in those seats for 11 hours when we did that.
I know.
The San Clemente Island trip.
Yeah.
We were 11 hours in a kayak fishing.
Yeah.
I mean,
what about at Cedros?
Oh, we spent hours
in those.
Yeah.
And that's what you have, too. You have
all the newest Outbacks.
Yeah.
One pro angler down there. So.
Yeah.
So as far as trade-ins, we've got them. So,
and pretty good deals on them?
Well, yeah. It's like, you can go on Craigslist and find a used one, or you can come to us and see a few different ones.
Yeah.
And then when we do sell them, we try to go through them, just make sure everything's, the cables are good and the Mirage drives and that the steering lines are all set up and tuned.
And that's key because the Mirage drives are expensive.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure if you're buying one that it has a good Mirage drive setup.
And there's been changes to the Mirage drive every year, something new, something exciting. When they put the bearings in them, they call it the glide technology.
Yeah.
Those Mirage drives got faster.
Huh.
They're almost 10% faster.
Wow.
So when you put the glide technology and you also put the turbo fins on it, now you've got, a really fast-moving kayak, and your hands are still free to fish.
Now, Absolutely. When we went down to Cedros, you put the turbo fins on.
I had all turbo fins.
Big difference, right?
Huge difference, yeah. Just those, what is it, 4 inches longer than the normal?
Well, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Jeff's kayaks on the island when you go kayak fishing with Jeff down on that island, it's top of the line everything. Fish finders, bait tanks, perfect boats, clean. They're not like rental boats. These are really top-notch fishing kayaks.
And you take care of them.
It's just
every time we came back, you guys are washing them and
pull everything out of the trailer, wash everything, wipe it down, put it all back in.
I'm spoiled. I don't like to fish on old kayaks. Yeah. I like these nice new ones.
Yeah.
And when I go down, I've been down 3 times this year, and I'm amazed at how fun that program is. You put those boats in a ponga, and they take you to these ideal spots to catch calicos. I gotta tell you, I'm pretty addicted.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we have a Let's Talk Hookup Fast Lane kayak trip in July that's sold out. It's full.
So Chris Minnick, he called during this week here, and he booked 4 trips for next year. So he wants to step aside from the Let's Talk Hookup trip on the 24th.
So there's one spot left.
One spot right
July now. July 24th.
24th through 28th, yeah. It's going to be probably a 3.5 days of fishing.
Okay.
For sure 3 days. But,
so Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday trip. Yeah. Exactly.
Those are great. Because the reason they're timing these that way, the flights are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Exactly.
Right?
So
they have to be timed that way.
Exactly.
So there's one spot available on that trip in July with Mr. Ron Lane.
That is the funnest trip available.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a great time. There's the big yellows usually in. The calicos are getting crazy at that time. So
yeah. Then we added a second trip in September, right?
We did. September, I think it's 15th through the 18th.
It's on our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page. And that's a 3-day trip. Monday to Friday.
Monday, 4 days overall, 2 days of fishing. And we always fish that first day when we get there, even if it's just even for a couple hours, because we can get the kayaks out there.
Because you have long days.
Those days are long at that time still. So
well, that first time we went down, we had an epic day of fishing. Launched, and we're hooking up calicos right and left.
Yeah,
I was blown away.
Like, get
it makes
the plane,
trip. Yeah.
Just
eat a little bit. Like Terry has a nice little, you know, sashimi platter ready usually for us when we get there. Eat real quick. Get some just light tackle together, nothing major, just something so we can get out there. It makes the trip so much better when you can get out there that first day, you know, on your travel day. It changes your whole perspective.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well,
so,
that's cool.
Sure.
All yeah. right. So if you want to go Sejo's Kayak on our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page. The one in July is listed as full, but there is one spot available.
One just opened up this week.
Just opened up, so.
Yeah, that's because he booked four more.
Yeah.
So Chris is going to sponsor his own trips.
Yeah, Chris, he's coming
he's addicted.
In March. Yeah, he came once last year and then called me like every week for a month after that saying, hey, I want to come again. And I didn't really take him serious at first, you know, and then one day he calls it. So are you taking me back to the island or not? You know, so that's how we ended up going again this year in September, and he's amazing. You know,
fishing's good in September.
We had a great time. That's when we went to Natividad.
Oh, man, and, yeah. That was
weather's
awesome.
Good.
SP Minnow was going crazy again as usual.
You know, and the kelp had come back on Natividad so well that we were using, you know, the little
Davis baits too. Yeah,
yeah, the weedlet, the Afrin warhead,
yeah.
the warblade, yeah.
Yeah,
the
and warblade. Then I had this one color, this red and green from Corey Sandin, the MC Swim Baits. That thing, it got eaten alive, and the last fish it caught, it's hanging out of its mouth, and as he comes to the kayak, another calico grabs the plastic and rips it out of the kayak.
Oh, my.
Such a fun place to fish.
Hey, Arnie, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Dennis in Norwalk, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Dennis.
Yes, good morning, guys. When you're fishing on your kayak, when you're approaching the boiler and stuff, how safe is that?
Oh, I wouldn't think it's safe. I don't really like anything that's safe. One of the first times
danger,
I would
just call him danger.
There's a certain amount of, you know, fishing, and then there's a little bit of adrenaline, and then, you know, breathe through your nose. These kind of comments are what we like to hear. And when I'm fishing boiler rocks and where there's waves breaking, and this particular place we're talking about has a combination of wind, surge, swell, all working up into these rocks, but the visuals and the fun is just incredible. You're seeing, you know, you're seeing this shoreline that's just really dynamic, and your boat's moving around and surging through these areas. But, you know, I got to tell you that it is safe, but it doesn't feel safe at the time.
You got to assess your situation because you can
and
get hurt.
Yeah,
pretty quickly.
You could really do a
yeah,
yard
yeah.
sale.
You really got to know what you're doing, or you're going to fish tight.
Now,
except
as far as being
except at Cedros, front side of Cedros Island. There is no worries on the front side of Cedros.
No. I mean, not until you get down by the south end,
yeah.
down there by those boiler rocks.
Yeah,
but
you can fish right against the beach
yeah.
and have no problem.
So,
no.
But back to his question, you know, if you're doing this by yourself, it's not safe.
Yeah.
But when we're doing it in this group, we have skilled fishermen with us. Jeff's crew has a ponga not far from us. We all have radios. We're all watching each other. And you know, it's more about how embarrassing if I dump this thing in the
yeah,
surf.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and now another funny thing that you mentioned that, and I want to talk about this a little bit. And the two guys I went with on the last trip to Cedros had the new Hobie Mirage Drive 180. Well, these guys could get in tight to those rocks, punch it in reverse, and they could just back right out of trouble.
Yeah. Keep an eye on where the swell and the wind is taking
exactly.
you, and
exactly.
then just
and that
back
new
right
180
out.
Was so efficient.
Way,
oh.
I mean, way different than what it used to be.
It's a game changer again.
It is. It really helps out so much
yeah.
over there.
That's a great question.
All right, Dennis. Appreciate that. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up a toll-free line, 877-792-1090. Open right now. You want to get through, 877-792-1090. Dave in Marina Del Rey, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Pete. Good morning. It's Dave from Marina Del Rey Anglers.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, I'm going to be in Cabo when you're down there, so I was wondering if we could sit in on that meeting down there, okay?
Absolutely, yes. A week from today, we'll be at the Pueblo Benito Blanco, right on the beach. You'll see us right by the pool area there. You know, there's those two hotels. It's right next to the office, right in the center part of the beach of Cabo. There's the
okay.
Pueblo Benito Rosé, which is kind of a rose-colored hotel, and then there's a Pueblo Bonito Blanco right next door. We'll be at the Blanco on the beach side next to the pool area. Just come on out. You're welcome to come out there. A lot of times I'll have coffee and pastries for us and just all decked out. And yeah, come on out and watch it. It's certainly the scenery is pretty nice.
Okay, great. I'll be there. I did take your advice about booking a boat out of Cabo with Cass Tours. So I'm going to fish on Friday and hopefully hook up with you on Saturday morning, okay?
Fantastic. You have a fresh fish report for us.
Absolutely.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Hey, we'll see you in Cabo next Saturday.
All right, Pete. Take care.
Thanks a lot for the call. Yeah. You know, people call me or text me or email me or whatever all the time about, okay, I'm going to Cabo or I'm going to San Jose and I want to book a fishing trip, which is really a good, you don't want to go down there and get a fishing trip from one of those coyotes on the beach. You want to go down there prepared. You just call Cass Tours. Cass has got all the inside info on everybody down there, and he hooks you up with the right deal. It's easy. It doesn't cost you anymore. It'll probably cost you less, and you'll have the right guy.
Yeah, you want success.
Because Cass has been there, done that. That's why we travel with Cass, and that's why we recommend him. Doug in Montebello, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Doug.
Hi. I was just wondering if you guys ever thought about doing like a Olympics inside of San Diego Bay with just kayaks, like you throw you lure into a ring or whatever.
That would be good.
Yeah. The kayak Olympics. The
Mission Bay
kayak Olympics.
Sprint across the bay, you know.
Yeah.
Make it a
in reverse.
Yeah. Backwards, frontwards. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Doug, why don't you organize that? Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, Ron, speaking of trying out kayaks, we mentioned it earlier on the show, but I want to really reiterate that if you've never been on a kayak, you've never been on the new Hobie Eclipse paddleboard, you've never been on a stand-up paddleboard, you don't need to go rent one. Go down to Fastlane, and they'll set you up, and you can test drive the best on the market.
You know, that's really true. I don't know how people buy kayaks without trying them. So many times we get guys coming in and going, well, I have this kayak. It's not really fishing like I like it to. And I go, well, where did you get it? And they bought it at a box store or something. And
Costco
it's not,
or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's not really the thing. So what I say you do is don't buy any kayak until you try a few, till you've actually done it.
Find out whether you like to pedal or paddle.
Well, that's obvious.
Well, I know, but
you'll
figure it out.
The more research you do, the more you end up buying a Hobie.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just did our numbers, and this particular year, it really startled me. Number one, you know, was naturally the Outback. Number two was the Pro Angler 14. But number three was a new boat that came out last year, and this really surprised me. I mean, I'm sitting there looking at the numbers for the whole year, and the inflatable 11, the I-11, we call it, was number three on our yearly sales.
Wait a minute.
An inflatable Mirage Drive kayak. That's right. They put the new seat on it.
It's got the comfortable seat on it?
And so what has happened is all these guys see this inflatable and they go, wow, I can put that in my car. I could be going on this business meeting, drive by this certain lake or a stream, or they're fishing somewhere, and all of a sudden they've got their kayak with them. And if you look at it, you go, oh, it looks like a stand-up paddleboard. What is that? And then, so really, it's a unique model that would take you by surprise. That's why we've been demoing it so much. Guys will come down for one thing, like an Eclipse, or they'll come down for maybe a paddling kayak, and they jump in this little inflatable, and they just sell themselves.
Wow.
It's nimble, fast. It's amazing.
And how much does it weigh?
Oh, probably 40 pounds.
You could check it on an airline and take it with you.
If you're going to Hawaii
or Mexico, you check it on an airline and you take it with you.
Well, you did that with the stand-up paddleboard.
Absolutely.
You check in your inflatable paddleboard.
Take them over to the Kauai Rivers over there and paddle the Kauai
Rivers. Oh, it's amazing.
Rivers.
Now, this same thing, you know, you could fly with these things easily. I mean, we just ship them UPS. I had one guy buy one. He shipped it to Florida where he was going for a business meeting and fished redfish on it.
Yeah, my brother-in-law in Cleveland bought one.
That's right.
Paddling the Cleveland rivers.
Hey, I haven't heard back from him. Is he ready for another one?
I think he is, yeah, for sure. Indeed. So check that out. It's called the
I-11.
I-11 inflatable.
Yep.
And you can try one of those at Fastlane.
Oh, we demo them daily. It's a most amazing. And even if you just think you're interested in kayaking, come down and try some. Because once you do the Mirage Drive, you're going to go, whoa, what is that?
I didn't know that an I-11 had the seat, too.
It does. It does. You're sitting way above the water, and it's flat and nimble. So it's really great to fish tight with.
Yeah. Awesome. What a cool deal. Rob in Mission Bay, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
My question is on the speed on those things, on these, how fast can you go with this, the latest ones, like the Hobie,
I get it. They're faster than paddling, okay? But that being said, you know, all the new fishing kayaks always have fish finders on them. They're so easy to install.
Well, Hobie has designed it so that it's plug and play.
That's right. You have the Lowrance Ready plate underneath, which will fit most any fish finder.
Yeah.
But that being said, so now you're in your kayak and you're on your GPS and you can tell exactly how fast you go. So when I'm tootling with a group doing a fishing mission and we're taking groups out fishing, we're paddling to our area. We're going 3 or 4 miles an hour. That's just a typical,
light
cruising
paddle.
Speed. Yeah. Now, when I put the boys in it and they see yellowtail breaking off of La Jolla Shores, first guy there, first iron in usually gets
a bite.
Yeah. So they're going at 5 or 6 miles an hour.
Really?
Yeah. And Hayden and some of the younger guys that work for me go out, and they've actually got it up to 7 miles an hour. And,
wow.
Yeah, with the turbo fins. Now, we don't know what the new 180 will do because the shape of the fin's completely different.
Is it a fast fin, a turbo fin?
They do make turbo fins.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that comes with all the pro anglers and the Outback and the Camo.
Okay.
But the replacements for the other boats aren't available till March.
Okay.
But you'll be able to turbo fin any of the 180s.
So there it is, Rob. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I don't think you can paddle more than 2 or 3 miles an hour.
No. Oh, no. Some of those race guys on those touring kayaks, they're fast.
Oh, well, that's a touring kayak. But
yeah.
You're not going to fish from that.
No. And some of the fishing, you're at Pete, you're absolutely
right.
Unless
you want to be in the water all the time.
Right.
No, it's amazing. Some of those touring long kayaks are pretty fast.
Oh, for sure.
But you're still paddling with your arms. You don't walk around on your arms.
No.
Your legs are going to last longer. They're going to go further. It's amazing. I mean, when you start, sometimes I'll be, when the wind starts blowing out of La Jolla Shores and I drift all the way down, into that MLPA area, I have to work my way back upwind. Well, you'll see guys paddling and they're just struggling in the breeze. But you just leave that seat back and just start with your legs and you're going much faster than paddling.
And you see situations where weather changes dramatically at Cedro sometimes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Those turbo fins, they're as fast. I mean, the 180 drive is as fast as the turbo fins.
No worries.
I wasn't pedaling any harder.
Yeah.
On this last trip with those things, and it's you just kind of sit back and give yourself that nice cruising speed, perfect for trolling a Rapala.
Man.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous. You got to fish that 180 before I did.
I mean, those Hobie guys like to go to Cedros and go for kayak fishing.
They're hooked.
Yeah.
And they aren't talking about it, are they?
So are you still doing the kayak trip on the truck where you put the kayaks on the trailer and then go over the hill and drive over to
absolutely.
That place we went to?
Wiley.
That was magical.
Yeah, Wiley and San Augustine, exactly.
Yeah. Whether the wind's up or not, you can go over there and launch the kayak. That was such a fun day.
Exactly. We're exploring. This new spot, David's been driving over to, it's called Pierda, Colorado, which is another 10 miles. So it's about a 25-mile drive from town. Great fishing over there, too. So we're gonna explore over there next year, too.
Pete, do you remember, speaking of that place, Wiley, where we went, do you remember we were pedaling off away from the group, and we just all of a sudden we were like in 40 feet of water, and then all of a sudden it was 6 feet.
I know. Yeah, there's places, there's stones down there that are amazing that you just don't think they are, but they're there.
And we were one after another.
Such a magical place to fish.
So fun to fish.
When we come back, we're going to talk more fishing here, see who wins that trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming up on the Mighty 1090.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Congratulations, Arnie and Vista. You win that trip. Three-quarter day trip on the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. You're going to have a great time going fishing. Captain Taro and the gang on there. And Ron Lane, what is this? Homemade cookies and cider at Fast Lane through December?
Yep, every Saturday.
It's a celebration.
Every Saturday, Debbie's making homemade cookies. So come down and try that I-11. Maybe try that new Outback.
Or the Eclipse.
The Eclipse. We're doing demos all day today. You know, it'll be
every Saturday.
Every Saturday. And
or every day you'll do demos.
Well, we'll do demos any day. You know, if you come by and you're interested in a model, we'll gladly
but
do
if you
demo.
Come by Saturday, you're going to get
homemade cookies
and cider.
And those are Debbie's Fishing Mission famous chocolate chip.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can attest to that. They're really good. How do we find you, Ron?
Well, we're down at Dana Landing, right across the street from SeaWorld on Ingram. We're right next to the best tackle shop ever.
Dana Landing?
Yeah, Dana Landing Marina.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you really want to try a certain boat, give us a call at 619-222-0766. Call. We'll have the boat ready in the water for you. Yep. And then that way you can try that new Mirage Drive. Amazing.
Yeah.
It'll change your kayak fishing experience for sure.
That's cool. FastLaneKayaks.com.
That's it.
All right. Very good, Ron. Thank you very much. And Jeff, thanks a lot. Cedros Kayak, Cedros Tackle, such an awesome experience. How do we go on a trip?
You could go on our website and take a look around, CedrosKayakFishing.com, or call me direct anytime if you just want to talk about the island, 760-412-2507. Obviously, love talking about the island.
Yeah, for sure. You know that island very well. And how to catch big groupers.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's a great adventure. And, of course, we have two two that Let's Talk Hookup sponsoring, one in July that has
Absolutely.
A spot open, and then one in September. But you have a lot of trips online there. Chad, who does our website, does your website, does a great job, and it's a really nice website.
Absolutely.
So, SedrosKayakFishing.com.
Yep, and we'll be at the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar.
In Del Mar,
signing
right.
people up as well. So
cool. All right, very good. All right, thank you all for listening today. Thank you, and we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. Captain Mark Paisano from the Independence will be with us tomorrow morning talking long-range fishing. And like I say, we're going to be giving away a pair of the Blue Hawaii, the newest from Maui Jim, tomorrow, 7 and 9 a.m. Thanks to Ryan. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right here on the Mighty 1090.